The Ellensburg Police Department is offering its 5-week Citizens Academy starting on October 10. The program is open to city residents who are interested in learning about the police department, crime concerns, and the role of police officers. Applications are available at the police department or on the city's website. Monday marks the first day of a 13-year journey for Ellensburg's newest students, as the first day of kindergarten is Monday. A fire in the Yakima Canyon briefly closed State Route 821 on Sunday. By early afternoon, the roadway was open. The fire was estimated at 300 acres. The EHS football team rallied in the second half but could not overcome a first-half deficit, losing 24-14 to AC Davis Friday. The Bulldogs put 14 points on the board in the third quarter but could not complete the comeback and fall to 0-2 for the season. EHS hosts rival Sela at 7 p.m. Friday at Andriotti Field. The Ellensburg cross-country team started the season competing well at the Ellensburg Co-Ed Relays held Saturday at Cary Lakes. The meet's unusual format had the schools forming co-ed relay teams. An EHS team of Caden Mattson, June Nimro, Brody Michael, and Emma Beachy placed second. The Bulldogs travel to the Wenatchee Invitational cross-country meet on Saturday. The Clay L. M. Roslin High School football team lost 27-9 to Life Christian on Friday and dropped to 0-2 for the season. The Warriors host Chelan High School at 7 p.m. Friday. The Kittitas football team came up short against Manson, dropping its season opener 38-27 Friday. Manson led 8-6 after one quarter, but both teams lit up the scoreboard in the second. The Coyotes scored 21 points in the quarter, but the Trojans put up 22. Then Manson added a third quarter score. Kittitas travels to play Columbia Burbank at 7 p.m. Friday. CWU's football team lost to Montana Tech 37-29 in the Wildcats' home opener Saturday. Central led 21-16 early in the third quarter, but the Ore Diggers scored the next 21 points to pull away. Tyler Flanagan rushed for 150 yards, and Trajan Henderson ran for 138 yards to lead the Wildcats. The Central Washington University volleyball team enjoyed its trip to Minnesota, sweeping 4 games in 2 days at the Up North preseason volleyball tournament and are 6-2 on the season. Central's Tia Andaya, Scotty Ellsworth, and Hannah Stiers were named to the all-tournament team. The EHS swim team placed 3rd at a meet at Prosser on Saturday. The Bulldogs are next in action Wednesday at East Valley. The Adult Activity Center hosts weekly duplicate bridge games on Tuesday mornings at 10:15. Don't worry if you have only played party bridge and are not a duplicate player. This is a friendly game. If you are interested in playing and have questions, call Edna Madsen at 509-670-1946 or the Adult Activity Center at 509-962-7242. The Fish Open Table Lunch is lemon cream vegetable soup, garlic bread, and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 79 degrees. Sunset is at 7:21 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 56 degrees. Winds will be from 15 to 30 mile per hour. You can find all this news on our website, which is ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.